Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA Plus, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend, the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift and share your spicy confessions.
I'm Cressy Cornis.
And I'm MK Ashford.
Our third ever Swiftie Confessions episode will be coming out on April 11th. It will be a very special episode because it's our 100th.
You have until April 1st to email us your Swiftie Confessions to gfaweekend@gmail.com. Please include what you'd like to be called as well and your preferred pronouns.
And if you're a new weekender, here's a quick explanation of what we're looking for in your Swiftie Confession.
We want to hear your spiciest hot takes, embarrassing moments as a fan, unpopular opinions, hills that you would die on, your crazy fan theories, and anything else Taylor related that you'd like to confess to us.
Think of us as your specially appointed Swiftie therapist.
Did you weirdly like Taylor and Maddie Healy? Are you a me defender? Do you think 1989 is overrated? Are you a Joe Alwyn apologist? Whatever it is, we're listening.
We are accepting submissions now, right now. So be sure to send yours to gfaweekend@gmail.com by April 1st. All we ask is that you please include what you'd like us to call you as well as your preferred pronouns so we can discuss your confession properly.
And we're so excited to hear what you have to spill.
Hey, welcome back. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany. And this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Welcome back, guys.
Ooh.
So I have to share a story real quickly with Kayla.
Okay.
And for all of you guys. But so this weekend, we kind of celebrated Corey's birthday. And so I ended up taking him down south just to like a small little town because we like to just check out little towns around like where we live to kind of just like see what's up. I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah. You guys explore.
Yeah, we love to do it. Like we just love going to like the main streets of like little towns. And it's really, really fun. I highly encourage it to anyone who wants to do that. But he was like kind of getting weird with me, like, hey, there's this like thing that I want to check out and I don't know if you want to check it out too, but let me know. And so I was like, okay, what is it? And he's like, there's this tiger sanctuary. And it totally reminded me of the episode, I think it was our 7th episode, where you shared your story about how you went to like a cat sanctuary, I think in like Florida.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And I was like, I just started cracking up because I just love that episode and that story that you told about the furry.
Yes, the furry. Oh my god.
So anyways, I went to this tiger sanctuary and I just kept thinking about how Taeyong is a furry and just that whole episode.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to mention it because that's really one of the things that I thought about the most this weekend was just Taeyong being a furry.
Okay, so also I have something that I want to mention that I'm really excited about. So this is Thursday, day the episode is released, right? So this upcoming Monday is my 1-year wedding anniversary.
Yay!
So it's super exciting. My husband and I have planned like a staycation type thing that's going to begin kind of like Sunday night and then all day Monday and all day Tuesday. It's going to be awesome. We're just going to do a bunch of things here in Kansas City that we've never done before.
That'll be so fun.
Yeah, because, you know, we moved here from St. Louis to go to college and basically the whole time we've been here, we've been college students. Well, now we're not. And we have time and money to be able to go do some of these things now. So it's going to be really awesome.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will have a total blast. I think Kansas City has a lot to offer and there's a lot of things to do. But also, like, going on a vacation can be very, very stressful. Like, going out of town and trying to, like, get off work and coordinate transportation, like, that all can be very stressful. So doing a staycation, I think, is going to be so perfect for the both of you.
Yeah, especially because, like, we don't want to have to leave the cats. We don't want to have to leave the puppy.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole nother thing. Mm-hmm.
This is our home is where we're comfortable. So we just want to kind of explore our city for the first time. So,
yeah. Well, good. That'll be so fun. Okay. So I kind of have to mention this because all of you guys have told us that we should have like a YouTube channel and do like reaction videos, but I don't really know what you want from us. Like, we have a YouTube channel, but it's only where our podcasts, like the audio for our podcast, is uploaded to the YouTube channel. So like our videos are just the episodes of our podcast. I don't think are gonna do reaction videos. I mean, if you guys like really, really want it, maybe, but we're a podcast.
Yeah, this is our content. This is what we like to do. Yeah. We love to hang out and just talk about BTS. And also, there's really no conceivable way for us to be able to do like video reactions because we're in different cities.
Yeah, you know? We're like 4 hours apart.
So this was our solution to be able to still hang out and still fangirl together. And then, you know, when we missed each other, we could just listen to our old conversations basically on our drive to and from work. Yeah. Like, this is what we do. So
maybe one of our episodes, like for one of the review things, one of the options could be like a reaction video, like a video of us.
We could plan it in the future.
Yeah, if you all really, really want it that badly. But we've had quite a few people mention it to us, so I just feel like I needed to address it. I will put in the description the link to our YouTube channel because I haven't been doing that. So there you go. You can find it there.
Okay. I think that's like all of kind of like the news that we had to say.
Yeah, like our news.
Yeah, our news.
Our lives that no one cares about.
So we also have a few like kind of BTS things that we want to talk about before we get into the main thing of today's episode. I need to talk about Dang.
Yeah, we have to talk about Dang.
Like, holy shit.
I really, honestly, the more I was working on this episode, I was listening to Dang while doing it. I was like, oh, we should have just done the episode on Dang. Like, I have so much to say about it.
It is so good.
It's so, so good. It's okay. So Dang, if you haven't heard it already, it was released yesterday, so that was June 10th, and it was kind of like a shock. Like, they had done the V Live together, kind of like the like pre-festa. It wasn't like pre-festa, but they just kind of like got on V Live all together, except for Jin, which we'll get to. But they were all on it, and J-Hope got real weird, and he was like, something big's gonna be released today. And then of course all the members are like, wait, what? Like, something's being released? Like, they're all like whispering into each other's ears, like they don't even know what's going on.
They have no idea.
Yeah, a couple of them knew, and so I was like, oh my gosh, wait, is something actually being released today? So they put out that video, that V Live, like in the morning, and then probably afternoon, like early late afternoon, somewhere within there is when they released Dang.
Yeah, and I was at work during this whole thing, so I was at work before they even did like V Live. I had no idea that they did a V Live that morning. And I had checked my phone in like mid-afternoon at work. And then by the time I was leaving work, like by the time I was wrapping up, getting my things, I have literally 15 missed text messages from Bethany.
I was freaking out.
I was like, what could have happened in the last like hour? What happened? And you were like, oh my God. Kayla, the rap line.
Oh my God.
You were like, dang. You sent me the link to a lyric video. And then you texted K on one line and La on another line. You were
That's exactly what I did.
Shit. Kayla.
Yes, yes. So Dang is another rap song. So we had outro tier. So I think we kind of were like, okay, that's like the new cipher. But then they released this and we're all like, no, this is the new cipher.
Okay, why does everything have to be a new cipher? Why can't it just be a standalone, like, it's a new rap line song?
It is a standalone because it is very different from Cypher's.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
But everyone keeps saying that. But yeah, it's its own. It's so good. So I just think that we really are wanting to do a rap line episode, and it's been requested that we do a rap line episode. So I think that we'll just talk about Dang like in detail more for that episode, which we really, really want to do it. And we just want to do it justice because it's the rap line. So we're going to have to do a shit ton of research, which I'm so excited for. We're going to make it a really thought out episode. But Dang, I love it. I've listened to it on repeat all day long. It's so hype. I love that like classic, like traditional oriental music in the background of it.
Yes, but somehow Yoongi made it trap. Like, yeah. What? Mm-hmm. It's so good. It's so good. I cannot wait to talk about it. I can't wait to have a rap line episode. But yeah, like you said, it's something that we really need to be able to devote good time research to. So we didn't want to try to tackle it this week.
Yeah. But in our last episode, we talked a little bit about the performances for Airplane and Fake Love and Anpan Man. So with the Airplane part two, what we were kind of thinking was, man, it's been a while since they've done chair choreography. And we're like, when was the last time they did chair choreography, or the only other time? And that was Just One Day. So we're like, you know what, this week we have to do something really fun. Like the past couple episodes, like Taehyuk with the bonus episode being like an hour and a half long, and then on top of it doing the entire like outline for the comeback for Tear, it was all really research heavy. And we're like, you know what, we just need to fangirl, have a little bit of fun, have a little lighthearted conversations.
So we were like, what do we absolutely love? What do we love? What do we fangirl over? And it's totally dance practice videos. And one of our favorites, it's Just One Day. And it was like a given because the chair choreography, the return of the chair choreography.
So in today's episode, we're gonna go through the Just One Day dance practice, but it's the appeal version, like the super funny, silly version that they did.
Oh, that's why it's called that.
Kayla.
I was like, why is it called the appeal version? Like, it's supposed to be more appealing. I didn't know that there was like another version.
Yeah, they have like their Just One Day dance practice video, and then they do like the appeal version, which is like their goofy, silly version of it.
I guess I didn't realize that they were different things.
Really? They're totally different. One is like totally serious, and the other one they're being super silly.
Well, maybe I've never seen the original one.
Maybe
it's possible.
That's insane that you just now realized this.
All right. So this, we're talking about the appeal version, not the original one, because it's amazing, and we also want to kind of like credit our favorite things you didn't notice of this dance practice video. It is by BTS is Lifeu, and it is a re-upload. I think the original one was taken down, and so this person had it and re-uploaded it, but it's blurry as fuck because it was re-uploaded. So,
yeah, we like the blurry videos, apparently.
Yeah, low quality videos, and it's high quality content.
Okay, Kayla, you are making me second guess myself if there's like a funny version and a normal version.
Oh, I don't know anything. Like, duh.
They're very similar. Like, there's definitely two versions.
Okay, I mean,
so the one that we're covering, it was released on Bangtan TV's YouTube channel on April 15th. So this is the appeal version. But then the actual like dance practice video was released on iBigHit, the official Big Hit YouTube channel, on April 12th, 2014. So it was like the goofy version was released about 3 days later.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Which glad would make we got sense that
they
up.
Yeah, that they put that on Bangtan TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Bangtan bomb. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And it's funny because the appeal version actually has way more views than the actual dance practice video.
Of course
it does.
For
obvious reasons.
Yeah, that's, I mean, okay, so there's people out there who haven't seen the original, who have seen the appeal version, just like me, for sure.
Yeah, okay. So let's go ahead and get into the video.
Yeah.
So we got to start off with their outfits.
Sure. Okay, so first, let's talk about Jin. So Jin is wearing a large quarter-length sleeved white t-shirt, and It has an off-white picture on it that looks similar to wings.
Yeah, they kind of look like wings. Mm-hmm.
And then he has black pleather pants, and he's wearing light tan boots that have dark brown laces. And then he also has deep maroonish colored hair at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, during this era. So RM, he's wearing this adorable yellow mustard colored bucket hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also has a loose, thin white t-shirt. And then he's got like a thick black necklace that's kind of, you can see it every now and then when he's dancing. And then he also has this nice ass black watch on,
mm-hmm.
On his left wrist. And then on his right wrist, he has like a black bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
So he also has black pants, and he's got like black and white high top sneakers, I guess you can call them. They probably have a cooler name than that, but that's kind of how I would describe them. And then of course, during this era, RM has that silver hair,
oh,
and his like
God.
Bangs are down and they're covering
he
his forehead.
So
like, he just
good.
Looks so good with this hair.
It is such a look.
It's such a look.
Okay. And then Suga is wearing like a gray, thick, like knit beanie, and it has a little red logo on it. And he's wearing a jean jacket open with a loose black t-shirt underneath, and it has a picture of like thin vertical gray lines. And then he's wearing skinny black jeans, mm-hmm. with maroon socks and black sneakers.
So then J-Hope is wearing a black and white long sleeve shirt that's underneath this like large white short sleeve shirt, but it has like a V-neck on it,
mm-hmm.
and the V-neck has a black stripe on it. And then there's another really thin black stripe that goes across his chest. Then he's got skinny black drop crotch sweatpants on. And then he's got like black and white striped tennis shoes on. They kind of look like soccer shoes.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. And then Park Jimin is wearing a black baseball hat, and he's wearing it backwards, so it's super cute. And,
oh, it's so cute.
Yeah, and at this time he has brown hair, so it's just adorable. And then he's wearing a blue sweatshirt, and it's kind of loose. It has some, like, little half-circle-looking design on the front, but it's kind of small. You don't really notice it, but it's just, like, a true blue-colored sweatshirt. And black pants, like skinny jean almost, and then some Tims, of course, because he's extra like that.
Yes. So then V, we just got to talk about how V is wearing a purple face the whole time. Like, V is cracking up so hard throughout the entire video. So he also has these like really squeaky shoes on. So throughout the video, anytime he remotely like moves his foot, you can just hear this obnoxious squeaking noise.
Yeah.
So in this video, he has that orangish kind of blondish hair. Mm-hmm. It's like so silky and bouncy.
Yes.
Like, oh, yes. But he's wearing skinny black jeans. He kind of has like Converse high tops on. And then he has a white t-shirt on with like a light jean jacket that also has like red and black flannel on the elbows. And then also, like, on the inner part of the collar.
I always thought that it was an interesting choice with the jean jacket and also the flannel tied around the waist.
Yeah, so he's got red and black flannel, like, tied around his waist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he also has, like, super cute diamond studs in.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's just so cute in this video.
Really,
we'll get into why, like, all eyes are on him, really, this entire video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so lastly, our baby Jungkook, he is wearing a red baseball hat. And in the silly shots, he's, like, the hat is turned a little, like, to the left side, and it's a little like off kilter on his head. And on like the serious shots, like there's like shots where it's just like his one dance move, and then it'll go back to like them kind of being goofy. His hat is like straight on and like lower on his head.
Yeah.
He's also wearing just a regular black t-shirt and then like black jogger style or like drop crotch pants, I think, with like two, and then they have like big silver zippers kind of on his thigh, like one on each thigh.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he's also wearing Tim's.
Yeah, always.
Of course.
Okay, so in the video, it's set at their old dance practice studio.
Oh, classic. So
I
classic.
I miss it. Yes. I miss it so much with the lockers and the Big Hit logo and like that kind of like stone wall. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so before this, before the music even starts, Jimin and Taeyang are already laughing.
Already?
And honestly, Yoongi kind of looks like he's giggling too, but he's a little bit more chill and is able to compose himself.
Yeah.
But V, man, V struggles so hard throughout this video.
Yes, it's a recurring theme.
Yeah. So at the very beginning, Jungkook points at the camera and real cutely, he says in English, "Let's go." It's cutie. So cute.
And then like, okay, so Jungkook then sings like, "Yeah," right? And so RM, he whips his head, like turns his head. He was not facing the camera, but mm-mm. He whips his head and faces right at the camera and goes, "Yeah." And
yeah, like so serious, like at the camera.
His face is so serious and just like it's hilarious just because of like the speed at which he whips his head and then he just like stares you down.
Oh yeah,
like it's just way too much.
It's so funny because then like as Jungkook goes on with his little yay, RM goes, "Just one day." And he, like, real dramatically leans in to look right at Taeyang, who is already losing his shit. So it's like, what are you trying to do? So he looks at him. He's like, "Just one day." And then he leans back and looks behind him where Jin is. And then he says, "One night." And Jin, okay, seriously, kudos to Jin for being so composed throughout this entire video. Like, I don't know how Jin does it.
Man, it has to be his maturity. He just can do it. He can just shut it off.
Like,
I don't know.
His legs are crossed and his hands are just like resting in his lap, just completely composed.
At least somebody has it together because, of course, Taeyang just loses it, you know?
Oh, no, yeah. He was already losing it. And then he kind of maybe a little bit got himself together, but then RM did that and he's like, no.
No. Immediately laughing.
Yes. And then if you look at Jimin over on the far left, that's where Jimin is. He has his like hand cupped around his face, like his long sleeve sweatshirt is kind of like over his hand. So he's like resting his face and his hand. And like, honestly, I think he's just pressing his face against his hand to conceal his laughter.
Oh, it's so cute, though.
It's so cute.
Adorable. Another recurring theme of this dance practice video is that Jimin is just so, so, so cute.
Yeah, he looks like he's like sleeping almost. He looks so cute and peaceful.
He's just so, he makes like the most adorable faces. He does like the cutest movements. He like, Jimin has this ability to add this little something to any dance move. Mm-hmm. And whatever he does is just slightly different than everybody else, but it's just so goddamn cute. Mm-hmm. Or in other situations, it's just so sexy or whatever. But he just has this amazing ability and he does it so much in this video.
Yeah, he really does.
I just got off on a Jimin tangent.
No, it's okay. I feel amazing. Like that's going to happen a lot.
So right at the beginning is Yoongi's rap. Yoongi raps first.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually, isn't this like your favorite rap of his?
Yeah, this is my favorite Yoongi rap.
It's a really good one.
It's so good.
So he looks so cute in that little beanie, first of all. Like, I understand why it's your favorite because it's like one of his chillest verses. Like, his flow is so good and his lyrics are so clever, but like at the same time, he doesn't compromise flow for like a too complex of a lyric. Like, he kind of lets the underlying meaning speak for itself. Mm-hmm. And he's just so cute and so cool at the same time.
Yeah, no, he really, really is. Okay, so during this part too, like Jungkook is kind of like pointing at an imaginary watch on his wrist and he like kind of pretends to fall asleep and wake up, which I think kind of correlates with what Suga's rap is about. But for some reason, Taeyang, gosh, he's literally like covering his face with his hand because he can't stop laughing. But the funniest part of this whole thing is that he like knows he needs to collect himself and that he's being ridiculous. That when he has his hand over his face, like his fingers are like covering his eyes, he kind of like moves his fingers apart so that he can peer through them. And he looks over at the cameraman, probably saying like, I'm so sorry. Like they're probably yelling at him behind the camera. Like, you need to get your shit together.
Like, can you stop? We're going to have to reshoot this so many times.
Yeah. You know how, like, when a little kid is doing something wrong and they, like, stare at their parents while they're doing it?
Yeah.
It's like, that's kind of what I get from Taeyong. Like, he's just looking past his fingers, like, waiting for the cameraman to say something. Like, you need to get your shit together.
He's already saying sorry.
He's saying sorry, pretty much.
So that happens during Yoongi's rap, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Jungkook is acting that out and Taeyong cannot stop laughing. So during Yoongi's rap, like, he stands up and then Jimin behind him stands up and J-Hope stands up. And they like act as his backup dancers, which is so cute. Like, yes, dance line. I just want to talk about this, that little move where they kind of like twirl their pointer finger up to their head and like tap it off their head like they have an idea.
So cute. Oh,
why yeah. Why is Jimin so cute? Like, all I'm sure that all three of them just look amazing, but all I can ever look at is Jimin, because like he does it so cute, and he sticks his tongue, like the tip of his tongue, out of the corner of his mouth, like just like it's such a cute little expression.
It's so discreet, but it's like not sexual. It's so cute.
No, it's just adorable. It is the best.
Like, usually when he's tongue slipping, he's trying to be really sexy, but like this is just super cute.
Yeah, so,
like a
so
little
cute
puppy licking their lips.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, so cute. Okay, so then throughout this video, honestly, you can see that the editing is, like, I don't know if it's so much poorer as, like, maybe they had some really, really bad cuts that they just had to, like get out, and there was no real clean way to, like, transition these camera editing, like, the footage editing.
Yeah. Or they just did it on purpose or something. Like,
they could have.
They edited the silly parts into the original video or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That could be it. But anyways, so Jungkook's hat, like, it just constantly changes positions while yes. he's, like, singing and dancing. Like, it just moves on his head. And you're kind of like, wait, what? Like, how'd that get there? But okay. Mm-hmm. But throughout the entire video, there's just so many cuts. So when Jungkook sings his part, when he gets up, he's just like over exaggerating every part of his choreography, especially the part where he has to like walk his fingertips along his arm. Like, yes. It's so silly.
It's and then, amazing.
Yeah. And then later on, like, RM kind of makes fun of him for it, which is really cute. Honestly, RM is such a goofball in this video. Like, I've never seen him be so silly.
Oh, yeah. He's like, okay, I really didn't know that this was, like, supposed to be a silly video. So I've always been like, why is RM being so, so, so goofy? Because I just feel like that's unlike him when they're, like, you know, like, trying to get something done. Like, I feel so silly now, but I've always been like, why is this dance practice video so silly? Like, oh my God.
Yeah, they did it. I think they just did it for ARMY. I don't really know what they did it for. Like, I think they just kind of how like they have like the Halloween versions of songs and stuff. I think they just do it for ARMY to like have us laugh.
Yeah.
Because we love it, obviously.
Yeah, like, I get that. I know that they do videos like that, but it just never occurred to me that this wasn't the only dance practice video. So anyways, my point is that I always noticed how goofy and dorky RM is acting the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, just extra.
So extra.
So then this part is like pointed out in our favorite things you didn't notice. But during J-Hope's like first solo line in the song, when he stands up out of his chair, he does like two peace signs as like bunny ears on top of his head, and he kind of like bends his fingers and anyways, Jimin, all the way on the other side of the room, sees it and laughs. Mm-hmm. So, like, remember, like, this is an important moment kind of in the video, because it kind of, there's something that happens at the end that makes it really funny.
Yeah, yeah. Jimin, if you look over at him, like, he's staring at J-Hope, and you can see this cute little grin, like, spread across his face, but he doesn't laugh or anything. Like, you can tell he's, like, internally laughing.
Yeah. He's, like, somewhat trying to keep it together.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be part of the other sides of the room shenanigans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Taeyong, really. Like, just. But Taeyong and RM are really being ridiculous.
Really.
So when Taeyong, for his part, he gets up out of the chair and he, like, stands up on his chair. And, oh, my gosh, he looks so ridiculous. Like, when he's standing on the chair, it's so wobbly. And just, like, he's just cracking up the whole damn time. And I'm just super surprised he did not fall off that chair. Like, it kind of, like, you can see it kind of, like, tilt back and forth, like, back and forth off the ground.
Yeah.
And it's just super silly. And then he eventually, like, sits back down on the chair, but in the most ungraceful way. And, like, it looks like the chair is going to flip over. Like, he's just not being very graceful at
all. Careful. He just, like, plops down on the chair.
Yeah, it makes you anxious watching it. Like, watch yourself. Like,
please be careful.
Oh.
Then, like, Namjoon starts rapping. And in the things you didn't notice, it says that he, like, falls down, but it kind of looks like he just, like, bows down onto the ground.
Yeah, it looks like he's bowing.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think the lyrics kind of might match up where, like, he could be, like, bowing to, like, who he's talking to. But, like, it's a funny dance practice video, so I don't know. Maybe he's just being goofy. But honestly, he's just, like, being super weird. Like,
yeah, doing his part.
Yeah, then after he bows down, he gets back up and he starts to, like, hype everybody else up. Like, he goes around, like, tapping the other members, but he's, like, raising his arms, basically, like, if he were not singing, he'd be saying, like, come on, guys, get up. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, signaling to get up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so as he taps each member, that member stands up. And it's so funny when he taps Taeyong, Taeyong is still laughing. He's sitting in the chair with his hand over his face and he's, like, trying to conceal his laughing. But RM taps him, so of course he has to stand up. So he stands up and he has his body, like, caved in on himself and he's just, like, covering his face and his body is just shaking with laughter.
Yeah, yeah, he's just laughing so hard, which is, it's funny because then his part comes.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, like, of course, he's kind of, like, got his elbow bent and he's kind of, like, shadowing his face with his hand and his wrist. So then he realizes it's his part and that he has to come to the front and sing. And he kind of, like, grabs his jacket a little bit and, like, covers his face even with his jacket because he's just trying to he just, like, can't look the camera, like, look at the camera. So it's so funny, but then
it's so funny.
When his part comes, man, he, like, removes his hand and he's just so scrunchy faced and, like, his face is, like, purple, like, bright purple.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Like, he's got, like, that boxy smile on.
Oh, my God.
And his eyes are completely shut. Just, like, so, so squinty. He cannot, like, even when, like, during the choreography where he's, like, pointing at the camera, he's covering his eyes with his other hand.
Yes.
Like, he just can't look at
us. He cannot do it.
No. Like, he's trying so hard, though. But anyway, so then you kind of see one of those bad cuts again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, like, something either happened that they just edited out or they had to, like, pause it maybe. I don't really know what they did.
Yeah, it's just pretty obvious.
Yeah. Or they put, like, parts of the original version of the dance in there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But anyways.
So then he, like, all of a sudden gets his shit together and he comes up to the camera, like, right up to the camera. He licks his lips.
Oh, my God. He licks his lips and does this little tongue slip. Like, 2.5 seconds ago, you were laughing so hard your face was purple and you, like, couldn't even sing because you were laughing. and now you're like trying to be a sexy, sexy man. Like, what the fuck? I'm mad. Like,
no, I'm mad too. Because then he like bends over. Like, he bends over to like look the camera, like be level with the camera.
Yeah.
And he gets, and then I think that's that, like that part.
Yes. He gets all up in our face.
Kill me. He really does. It's so, so cute. Such a good song.
So next up is J-Hope, and it's like J-Hope's verse in the song. And so he kind of goes around. All the members are sitting down in their chairs again, mm-hmm. in their respective chairs, like the original ones. And J-Hope is, his chair is all the way on the right side of the room. So as he works his way, he kind of weaves around each member's chair. And as he goes through, I don't know if he like taps them or if it's just like the position as he passes them, but they each choose some weird ass pose, like that doesn't really make sense. It's just like them, they just move to a pose.
Yeah.
And like, again, we get Namjoon being a total dork and Taeyang unable to contain himself, because we see right in the middle of J-Hope's verse another poor cut to a different pose of Namjoon and a different pose of Taeyang, like right in the middle of J-Hope saying something.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Yeah, but J-Hope, when he goes up to Jungkook, mm-hmm. he like wraps his arm around him and then he goes and kisses Jungkook on the head.
Aww.
But from my Taehyung episode, I was like, none of the members do this to each other except for Taeyang. So, of course, I looked really, really close, like super close, mm-hmm. like zoomed in. And his lips actually do not touch Jungkook's head.
Yeah.
Like, I swear. But it yeah. gets really close. But it's super cute. But then, of yeah. course, like, in the V Live the other day, like, J-Hope kissed Taeyang on the head.
Yeah.
So that was, maybe I was wrong about that Taehyung romantic moment.
V-Hope.
Yeah, V-Hope was loud the other day.
So we actually have a lovely South Korean listener named Grace. She emailed us a while back, but we've talked to her a little bit, and she is a V-Hope shipper.
Yeah, she loves V-Hope.
Yeah, and she like sent us so much information to look into them, and I'm super, super excited to like one day do a V-Hope ship episode.
Mm-hmm. She's still putting some info together. Like, I think she's going to send us some more.
Yeah.
So that when we get to V-Hope, like when we eventually pull V-Hope, we will know everything.
Yes. So anyways, I bet that she was freaking out during that moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She also got BTS tickets, which I'm really happy
so
to hear.
So awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyways. That was that.
Yeah.
Shout out to her.
So another super cute thing that happens is that Jin blows a kiss at all of us.
Mm-hmm. He does. And,
thank you, Jin. I love getting air kisses from Jin.
They're the best.
They're the best.
You feel them.
From Prince Charming.
Really, though?
Seriously.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So when, by the time J-Hope gets to the other side of the room, to Jimin, and he, like, taps Jimin, Jimin kind of, like, goes down on the floor and moves, kind of like he's pining after J-Hope.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, he just, like, stretches his arms out, and his facial expression is just, like, he's looking longingly after his beloved roommate and older brother. Oh, it's it's just so, like, extra and cute and adorable. And
yes.
I love it.
So as J-Hope's verse comes to an end, mm-hmm. all of the members behind him rearrange the chairs for a different kind of setup.
Yeah.
Which, of course, when they rearrange these chairs, like, V is so not graceful at all.
Oh, my God. Neither is Namjoon.
No, they're both just, like, really having problems.
I know. In the Things You Didn't Notice video that we mentioned, it shows how Jimin and Yoongi and J-Hope readjust their chairs. They're like, look, they readjust them like dancers. Like, very gracefully, like, very fluid, just not making a big deal about it.
Yeah.
And then it shows the same clip of Namjoon and Taehyung young readjusting their chair, and they do them like so suddenly and like rigid. And Taeyong, I just remember he is kind of bent over from pushing the chair against the wall, and he just like stands up really quickly.
Like he stands up real straight, like his fists clenched. Like
his fists are clenched, his like body is rigid. It's like, what are you doing, boy?
Yeah, he's like puffing out his chest, like kind of squeezing his back together. Yeah, it's so funny. But so anyways, they all get up on these chairs, and this is when Jin's verse comes in. Mm. And actually, when they all get back up on the chairs real quickly, like, I mean, real subtly, RM holds up kind of like two peace signs before he's like, bye, like, you're not going to see me anymore, because Jin is in front of him.
Yeah. And in front of Jin is J-Hope. So like, there's like, you're not seeing RM at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Jin stands all the way up on his chair, and the other members at first stand up, and then they kind of sink down so that like their butts are resting on like the back of the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this little kind of like wave motion, like, think, you know, when people kind of like do that, like they try to make their body like roll, like they kind of like roll their arms in that motion with their hands together.
They wave their arms from one side to the other side.
Yeah.
And then they like interlock. I think they interlock. Well, maybe they don't interlock their fingers, but they kind of like they hold on to their hands. Like,
yeah, they
together.
Hold their hands to the left side of their faces. Uh-huh. And they do this kind of little like shoulder wiggle, like up and
like
down.
Like shoulder pumps.
Mm-hmm. It is so, so adorable. And at this moment, like, Jimin flashes his adorable smile. Like, he's such a cute baby. He does.
Okay, but
like,
Jimin looks so cute. Like,
so,
he's,
so cute.
He's trying to look so adorable. Like,
I, like, really is.
It's not just normal, adorable Jimin just being himself. Like, he's trying to be cute for us. And man, it is a.
Oh, my God.
It could kill you. Like,
he
it's
is
so
trying
cute.
To kill his stands, because
oh, he
it's,
is like, always.
When I tell you, like, I love this video, but it is so hard for me as a Jimin stan to look at anybody but him, because he is so fucking cute the whole time. And it's like, ugh, the duality of Park Jimin really amazes me so much. Like,
He looks so cute in that blue sweatshirt too. Like, so cute. He stands
so
out.
Adorable. I just can't.
But all of the other members are doing this kind of same move, and I actually screenshotted this part and sent it to Kayla, and then like sent two other screenshots of like a zoomed in photo of Jimin and a zoomed in photo of V, because they're so drastically different.
Yeah. So let's talk about what each member is kind of doing right at this moment. So like, let's just go in order of how they're sitting in the room, and we'll get to Taeyong.
Okay. So on the far left is Jimin, and we already talked about him.
Yeah.
So after him is Yoongi.
Mm-hmm. And he looks like super, you know, you said earlier that he looked like he was kind of smirking or laughing, but he was good at concealing it.
Mm-hmm.
So again, he has like this mischievous look on his face, like a little bit of a smirk, but he's not showing it very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, like you said, RM, his chair is behind Jin. So you can't actually see him, or you'd think that you kind of actually see him. But this boy, during this part of the choreography, he leans. First, he leans left, and then he leans right at, like, the appropriate times when everybody else is kind of swaying so that you can kind of see him peeking out. It is so hilarious. Like, honestly, when I noticed it, I was like, oh, my God, like, Namjoon, you're such a dork. Like, it's so funny.
Yeah. And so also during this part, Jin is standing in between. He's, like, sandwiched in between RM and J-Hope. And so he's standing up while everyone else is sitting on the back of their chair. And he has Mario, this stuffed Mario, and he like holds it and then moves it out to the side. And then he kind of does that like fingertip walking down his arm, just like RM did and just like Jungkook did.
Uh-huh.
So he's doing that. And then J-Hope is in front of him, who really doesn't have too much expression to his face. Like, he's smiling, but he's just kind of neutral. Like, he's not going all out right now. Like, he's not being totally goofy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the same kind of thing is going on with Jungkook, too. Like, he kind of smiles, and he kind of is like, I feel like it looks like his mind could kind of be elsewhere. Like, his thoughts could be wandering or whatever.
Yeah. But then if you go over to the very far right.
Oh, my God.
Fucking Taeyang. Just this whole video, get your shit together. Like, goodness. This boy. So he just, you can go ahead and say this part because I know that this is like your favorite thing.
Okay. So our favorite things you didn't notice that I have mentioned like 800 times already. It calls him an emotionless robot during this time. And I just love that description so much. It is just him. Like, he's not expressionless because you can tell that he's like concentrating.
No, he's making this face.
He's making this like stern face.
Like his lips are kind of like pursed a little bit. Like, he's kind of puckering his lips.
His thick brows are slightly furrowed.
Yeah. And yeah, he just is like got this very serious but kind of like like a more of an elegant but stern kind of face. It's bizarre.
Yeah. He's trying so hard not to laugh. Like, you can still, his face, I feel like, is still kind of purple from laughing. And it's just hilarious. Yeah. Like,
he's like jokingly serious. Like, he's trying to be serious, but he's being kind of goofy and funny about it.
So the thing that you texted me while you were watching these videos was really about the first person that we see on the left side of the room, Jimin, my bias. Mm-hmm. And then the last person that we see on the right side of the room, fucking Taeyang. And just like, you sent me super zoomed in close screenshots.
Like, I zoomed in so far on their faces. Because Jimin, like, with his, like, Jimin's chubby cheeks and then Taeyang's, like, weird ass face.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I'm like, these are our biases and they're so drastically different, but it's so funny.
Seriously. So I love that so much. And then at the end of this verse, of Jin's verse, he just fucking tosses Mario away. And we know that Jin loves Mario. But so, you know, it's just like, wow, that's how you treat Mario. Way to go.
Yeah.
But it's the choreography, you know.
But before he like tosses it, he like cuddles him in and like looks all sweet with him.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, and then he like holds Mario out to us and then pitches it behind him, which RM gets a little, like, he sneaks his head in a little bit at that point too, like on the side that he throws Mario on.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
We need to talk about, this is the only time I think that I'll list a specific time in this episode, but it's Taeyang at 3:31. It is amazing.
It's amazing. So it's when Jimin sings his part.
Yes.
And they all like turn to look at Jimin. They all kind of have their hands out, like pointing at him, like, look at him. But Taeyang has his both his arms up in the air. And then he's like got his wrist flexed and he's pointing with both his hands.
And he's kind of like leaning back a little bit. Like, his upper body is not over his lower body. It's kind of back.
No, he's leaning back. He's got his legs really spread out.
Like in a lunge.
Like he's like lunging. And then he like pulls his hands back and then like thrusts forward as he brings his hands forward. Like he's like thrusting back and forth while moving his arms back and forth. Like, he's just being a goofball.
He's like fucking, he's Dracula up top and like, you know, somebody, like he's doing a yoga pose on the bottom with a hip thrust in the middle. It's like, what are you doing? It's so funny.
He's just being so funny.
And it's like he's pointing right at Jimin. It's absolutely fucking hilarious.
I know.
So then the video kind of cuts to them all like walking forward and Jimin kind of walks to the middle because this is like his part. Mm-hmm. And they all just kind of do spirit fingers in his direction,
mm-hmm.
which I think is the best way to fill empty space in the choreography. Like, yes, just praise Park Jimin.
Yeah, but they're all doing these spirit fingers. But Yoongi, like... Yoongi looks like he's performing witchcraft on Jimin. Like, it's not spirit fingers. Like, it looks really, like, super slow fingers. And he's got his arms kind of spread apart. So it looks like he's just doing some sort of spell. RM's hands are really funny, too. Like, he's got one hand on his hip. And, like, he's got the other hand out kind of towards Jimin's shoulder. Mm-hmm. And usually with spirit fingers, you kind of have, like, your palm up, like, yeah. your hands open. Yeah. But his hand is down, and he's not even spirit fingering. It looks like he's just, like, kind of tapping Jimin's shoulder with, like, three of his fingers. Like, that's
like,
it.
Like, okay. But
he looks so serious and super goofy. Like, he's just so goofy.
Yes.
Okay, but then also Jimin during this part.
Oh, my God.
When he comes up to the front, like, he, like, sexually rolls his hips at us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not, like, cutesy. It's, like, he's kind of, like, he's got one hand kind of, like, on his waistband of his pants and his sweatshirt. And he kind of tugs at it and then, like, rolls his hips. Oh, so, and then he, like, points at us.
Uh-huh.
But then at the same time, his cheeks are so chubby and cute.
It's just, it's the duality of Park Jimin.
It really is.
Like, okay, so earlier when I was watching this with my husband. Also, we were hanging out with a new friend, one of our coworkers, and she's into BTS, so it was super cool. But we were talking about, I was like, why? Why can Jimin be so cute and so hot at the same time? And my husband goes, you know, I could see that. I get that you're saying that. You know, even me as a guy, as a straight guy, I can understand that Jimin, it can be super, super cute, and then there's moments where he's just really hot.
Yeah, no, yeah.
How does, but he does it like in the same moment, like,
oh, I know.
Oh,
this episode
God.
Has become about Taeyang and Jimin. Like, we just talked so much about our biases.
I don't even care. I love them so much. Look, you guys, if you're still here in the episode, this is disclaimer. This is a fangirl podcast.
If you didn't read that from our description already.
Yeah.
So I saw this tweet, though, to kind of explain this, like, mixed feelings about how sexy BTS is, mm-hmm. but also how adorable and cute they are. So she made this tweet, I don't know who it was, but she ended up saying, I don't know if I want to date Bangtan or adopt them. And I was like, yes, like, that is so relatable to me.
Yes, like, I want to take care of them. I want to make sure that they're well taken care of. And I just want to, like, know them and, you know, whatever. But also, I'm in love with them in every way.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're so hot. Every single one of them.
Yeah, yeah. So we're, like, to the end of the song. Right at the end, the last line is RM. He just talks. He says, can you please stay with me?
Yes, legendary.
Legendary. Except in this video, he forgot to say it until, like, halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another kind of, like, funny moment. Like,
yeah, he kind of, like, bites his lip, like, like, and kind of, like, half winks at us. But, like, he forgot his line. So that's what he does.
Like, shit. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And then at the very end, Jungkook ends with these, like, peace, like, this peace sign. I don't know where it came from. He's so baby yeah. in this.
He's always baby Jungkook.
Baby Jungkook.
He's still a baby. Oh. I just watched a video yesterday that was Jungkook is still a baby, and it was put on YouTube like 2 weeks ago or something. And I was like, yes, he is still a baby.
Yeah. But when he does the peace sign, he's kind of like resting his wrist on his knee. Like, he's just like,
oh, yeah.
peace.
Yeah, he's cute. Okay, so this is like the last 3 seconds of the video, and it's one of the reasons why this video is so amazing, and just a lot happens. So the song ends, and there's about 3 more seconds until the video cuts off. So the first thing that happens, or a lot of this kind of happens simultaneously.
Like, at the same time, yeah.
But Taeyang finally can let all of his laughing out. So he does so immediately. And his face is just, like, pure joy,
yeah.
pure happiness. Like, he puts his hand on his upper chest. Like, he can feel the laughter. He's laughing so, so hard. He has to stand up and he kind of like walks across the room.
Yeah. It's like his laughter like dragged him out of his chair and like pulled him away. Like it was so, he's like just totally carried away with his laughter. Like he, it's so funny because he composes himself, but even like at the very end where he kind of like has his shit together, he still like cracks up right when the music ends.
Yep. And at the same time, J-Hope gets up and he starts doing like kicks and punches in the air like a karate master, and he's making like loud noises like yeah, and like yelling and screaming and like
the karate, just like being crazy. Like I don't understand. Like he does
I'm pretty sure he does like a roundhouse kick.
He does a roundhouse kick. He literally does. And his hair is all over the place.
It's like, okay. I guess you had a lot going on too that you were concealing.
Yeah.
Like
it's J-Hope.
It's J-Hope. It's the silly video. So anyways, then also at the same time, Jimin gets up and he's like smiling and chuckling. And so you guys remember earlier when I mentioned that Jimin did this like kind of smile and a little giggle when J-Hope did like bunny ears above his head. Well, then Jimin gets up and he walks to the middle of the practice area right in front of the camera and he starts making fun of J-Hope's earlier like hearts and bunny ears that he did because he thought it was just so funny. Like, he's just, like, making fun of him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then Yoongi, he just kind of sits there, like, legs crossed, like, his arms and hands folded, just resting on his knees. And he's just kind of like, why are they like this? Like, he just, he looks like he doesn't care. Like, I think he did, like, enjoy himself, but everyone is, like, freaking out at the end. And he's like, wow, okay.
Why are these people the way that they are?
Mm-hmm. And then RM gets up, and he's laughing, too. But he kind of stays in the back of the room, and he kind of paces back and forth. I think he's just, like, taking it all in, like, what just happened. And he's kind of like, I mean, J-Hope and Jimin are being ridiculous and V is like gone. I don't even know where V is at this point.
Off screen.
Yeah, but they're all just like enjoying themselves and RM is kind of just letting it sink in. And then Jungkook, he sits on his chair and he like immediately takes his hat off and like fixes his hair and then like looks at himself in the mirror to like fix his hair. But he's also just kind of smiling and finds it funny.
Yeah. And then Jin walks forward and he's holding Mario that he picked up off the ground and he's just kind of like smiling and he's kind of like softly laughing at everything that just happened in front of his face.
But he kind of goes up right next to Jimin and like where J-Hope is, like he's up at the front. It's super cute. I also just realized this, thinking back to the very end where Jungkook throws the peace sign, he actually, like, you know how the song is Just One Day?
Mm-hmm.
When he rests his hand down, he actually is holding up a one, just like his index finger. And then he quickly flicks a peace sign, like a two. He changes it from like just one day to a peace sign, which is really cute.
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
Yeah, I just remembered that. I'm like, okay, no, that was super cute and clever how he did that.
Awesome.
Right. Well, at the end,
I'm glad you remembered that, realized that. So if you enjoyed this episode, sorry we didn't have a super serious episode this week, just kind of something fun and lighthearted that we could kind of unwind after the immense content that we covered and consumed during comeback. So if you liked this episode and if you've liked any of our previous episodes, first of all, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. We love having you here. And if you guys would give us a review, that would be so, so awesome. Next time we reach a milestone kind of review number, we will be doing another bonus episode that you guys can vote on. So start emailing us your topics that you want to be able to be voted on. You can email them to our Gmail, that is standingbtspodcast@gmail.com, and just title them something like bonus episode idea or something like that. Like, just make it obvious in the title. And then if you want to keep up with us, what's going on with us, or interact with us about daily BTS news, you can do that on Twitter at our Twitter account, Standing BTS Pod. And you can follow us on our pre-existing Fangirl Instagram account at Sugarfree Cookie Jams. And you can find links for all of that in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening and thanks for stanning BTS.
Hey, everybody, it's Barry from the What Podcast.
Hey, it's Russ.
Hey, it's Brian, and we are giving away two tickets to Bonnaroo 2024. These are GA+, and they include camping. Russ, how do people get qualified?
We want to hear your top artists to play on the Bonnaroo 2024 lineup.
Call 423-667-7877 and tell us who we should check out. It's the What Podcast. Thanks.